This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's Democratic Party took a giant step Wednesday towards seizing control of the U.S. Senate as they've been projected to win the first of two Georgia runoffs. This just hours before Congress was set to certify Biden's victory over Donald Trump. Reverend Raphael Warnock's victory, projected by multiple U.S. networks overnight, capped a grueling 9-week runoff campaign and puts Georgia's other race in the spotlight for its potential impact to the balance of power in Washington. Should Republicans lose the second race, Democrat John Ossoff versus appointed Republican Kelly Loeffler, it would be a political disaster. Mr. Trump is expected to suffer another blow when Congress affirms Biden's Electoral College victory Wednesday. Warnock makes history as just the third African-American to win a Senate seat from the South. With 98% of precincts reporting, Ossoff was ahead. Analysts have said he was well placed to win, with many outstanding votes coming from staunchly Democratic-leaning areas. Supporters of President Donald Trump gather in Washington, D.C. to voice opposition to the outcome of the election, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Hey, I think the Constitution's worth fighting for.
They were loud and passionate.
Our government should be afraid because we are here to stop the steal of our liberties.
Hundreds of supporters of President Donald Trump gathered in Freedom Plaza in the nation's capital Tuesday to lash out at President-elect Joe Biden's win. The rally was the first of two, with the second today on the Ellipse near the White House, where President Trump will address his supporters. Later, an afternoon march is planned to the U.S. Capitol, where Congress will be voting to affirm the election results. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on these or any of the stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com. This is